Medicine, also WORTFM.org.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli government says it's launched a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it considers a military response to the missile and drone attack against it. The foreign minister, Israel Katz, has written to more than 30 countries, calling for sanctions against Iran's missile program. Israel's allies have repeatedly urged it to show restraint, but our international editor, Jeremy Bowen, says Israel will still consider a military option.
The Israelis have made it very clear that they will be answering militarily in some way. They have to calibrate this quite strongly because they're aware that the Iranians have said an Israeli retaliation will beget another retaliation from them.
The UN has accused Israel of continuing to impose unlawful restrictions on the entry and distribution of humanitarian relief for Gaza. Earlier, the UN voiced grave concern over escalating violence in the occupied West Bank, demanding that Israeli forces end their active participation in and support for settler attacks there. Danish rescue services have warned that they may not be able to save the facade of the 400-year-old stock exchange in the heart of Copenhagen, which has been engulfed by fire. The director of emergency services said the main walls of the building were giving way as the flames burned under the copper roof. Horrified residents watched as the building's imposing spire collapsed. This woman at the scene, Elisabeth Multke, compared the fire to the one that destroyed Notre Dame in Paris 5 years ago.
This is our Notre Dame. This is our national treasure. I was very moved this morning when I also saw people from the streets running into the building, carrying out paintings, a lot of our old Danish painters, originals are in there.
Memorial services have been taking place across South Korea on the 10th anniversary of the Sewol ferry disaster. More than 300 people died, most of them schoolchildren, when the vessel capsized and sank. Bereaved relatives were taken on a Coast Guard ship to the scene of the accident. Here's Mickey Bristow.
Firstly, the ship which sank had been refurbished and it was had been refurbished incorrectly, so it was top heavy. It was overloaded. On the night that it set sail, it had been foggy. There was erratic steering, which caused the ferry to overturn. The authorities were slow to arrive at the scene. And afterwards, the government appeared to want to protect its own image as much as get to the bottom of everything.
BBC News.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Just Coffee, Madison's Fair Trade Roasting Cooperative. Just Coffee buys fair trade coffee to ensure equitable conditions for coffee grower cooperatives around the world and roasts locally in small batches. More information at 204-9011 or on the web at justcoffee.coop.
Attention WORT volunteers and donors. WORT is holding an election for 2 open participating member seats and 1 open listener sponsor seat to serve 3-year terms on the board of directors of Back Porch Radio Broadcasting, Inc., with terms beginning at the annual meeting in June and concluding at the annual meeting in June 2027. Financial acumen, computer literacy, and a willingness to work within a dynamic group to help shape this great station are all desirable qualifications. People of underrepresented groups are strongly encouraged to apply. Some committee hours are required outside of board meetings. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 15th to ensure consideration. Voting begins Thursday, May 30th and continues until the annual meeting on Sunday, June 30th. More information and board applications are available at WORTFM.org or on paper in the station lobby. Help us keep WORT a vibrant and important part of our community. Apply today.
Support for this program comes from DaneNet. Since 1996, this Madison nonprofit has focused on digital equity, both by providing professional IT, tech, and website support to other nonprofits in Dane County, as well as digital equity programming in the community. DaneNet's goal isn't to make a profit. It's to help leverage technology in order to increase the efficiency and impact of nonprofit organizations. Nonprofit organizations looking for IT, tech, or website support can visit danenet.org for more information. That's Dane as in Dane County and net as in nothing but net. danenet.org.
The High Noon Saloon presents Natty Nation's 420 Reggae Party on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. Natty Nation blends authentic reggae with elements of rock, soul, and funk to create a unique Midwestern sound. Natty are joined by the 13-piece reggae sensation Dub Foundation and the jazzy reggae of polyrhythmic roots, along with your host, DJ Trichrome. More information can be found at high-noon.com. The High Noon Saloon presents Natty Nation's annual 420 Reggae Party with special guests Dub Foundation and Polyrhythmic Roots, and hosted by DJ Trichrome on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
You're listening to WORT 89.9 Madison. Listener sponsored community radio.
The People's Station.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
No peace! No, I say you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Man, listen, this is 2023, and we swinging chairs. I am not my ancestors, B.
Good morning, Madison.
Okay.
Couldn't tell if I was live, y'all. We had a new setup in-house today, and I gotta adjust. This is my first time in studio, so it's Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock buzz. Good morning, Mad Town. It is your hostess, Tara Wilhelmy, a.k.a. Tia the Plug. Big Tia, I'm sorry. Who do we have? I know we're waiting on... Oh,
what's up, Mad Town? You got Lola Latour reporting live from Milwaukee. You know I'm gonna be in town soon, though, y'all, so look out for me.
Okay, what up, Lo?
Hey, yo, I'm here. I'm in the building. What up, y'all? Good morning.
You sound dry, brother. What's happening?
I'm dry. Like, boy, what?
If you go be at home, at least have some energy.
I gotta fix my hair.
Okay, I'm saying Lo on here with edges and all. Stop playing.
I'll be right back. Hold on. I got you.
Okay.
You got Antoine McNeil about to pull up. You know what I mean? Running late, but it's going to be great either way it go. We're going to get something off the plate because I'm going to feed them. I'm going to feed a good game. So I'll be about to pull up in half a minute.
I mean, this is diligence that you're still you know, en route on in still in studio. So kudos to that. We got guests in the house. Yeah. I walked into two beautiful ladies here to talk to us about some stuff that's going on in the community. They're here from Urban Triage. I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves. Hey, ladies.
Hey, I'm Kimmy. I am the housing coordinator at Urban Triage.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sahadi Carter. I'm the Chief Development Officer over at Urban Triage.
All right.
Hey, good morning.
So I understand what development is in not-for-profit, but can you share with folks what that really, like, what's the translation on Chief Development Officer?
Absolutely. So kind of in like a quick, it's basically everything like fundraising for an organization. You come up with a development plan, figure out like your budgets, but it's in essence just figuring out how to get funds for a nonprofit outside of your like grants, because grants are usually tied to a program and restricted. So, you know, and obviously getting the word out of what Urban Triage is and how we can support the community.
All right. Fantastic. Now, everybody, y'all learned that a development officer in not-for-profit is the one that goes to get the bag.
Yes.
The unrestricted bag. And not-for-profit, unrestricted, is like, oh,
yes.
Right, that's what we want. We want the dollars that we can use how we see fit.
Yep.
And don't usually have to talk about a lot of reporting.
Absolutely.
All right, well, ladies, we were excited when you reached out. We know that there's a big shindig coming up. We got a couple big shindigs, right? I know you're here to talk specifically about the most upcoming.
Yeah.
But I know everybody who's gone before is looking forward to the summer kickoff.
Yeah, we were literally just talking about it.
So hook us up. And I'm going to channel one of my previous co-hosts, and I'm going to beg for things.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it open. Some UT swag.
Tickets or something. We have some swag. So.
All right. That's all. I'm continuing the condition, the tradition, y'all. All right.
Yeah. So our most exciting, I feel like for me, because kind of just stepping in and stepping right into our first gala. So it's the Black Brilliance Gala, which is May 17th, so right around the corner. It's our first one, and we're super excited about it. It's our first real initiative to actually fundraise for an event, because Urban Triage, as everybody knows, is really rooted in the community and offering services to the community at no cost to the community. So this is the first event where we're asking the community kind of step up and support Urban Triage the way we've supported the community. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, how do individuals do that? What does that look like?
Yeah. So currently, if you follow our Facebook page or LinkedIn or anything like that, we have our sponsorship packet that's going around. You can reach out to Brandy or myself, follow us on Facebook, all of our information about the event, purchasing tickets. We do a raffle every week where, you know, you kick in $20, you're put into like a raffle drawing, and the winner every week is announced to get a free ticket.
Okay.
The tickets are $150. It's going to be an amazing event. Anybody who knows Brandy goes all out. So we're just super excited, you know, to get people in a space of like celebration, that, you know, for us really highlights the essence of Urban Triage and the work that we do.
So let me see. One, a lot of folks have been throwing events with themes.
Yeah.
Is there a specific way I'm supposed to dress other than gala ready? But like, is there an additional theme?
So it is Black Brilliance. So I'm coming in all black, but black is really my color anyway. I don't know what Kimmy's wearing.
Unfortunately, I won't be there this year. Yeah, it's the day before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yep, so that makes you a Taurus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. She's a fellow Taurus over there.
All the Taurus.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I won't be there this year. But just watching the planet happen, I know it's going to be dope for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the man.
Good morning.
Won't be there this year. My birthday, Taurus.
Look, he come in and then he doesn't want us to acknowledge he came in. It's fine. Hey, the community knows you, brother. They already know you're running late to work this morning. Nah.
I told her I was going to give you a hard time when you got here. So. So yeah, so it is recommended a black attire. You know,
black attire. So we're all going to.
Yeah,
okay.
But you can, you know, come.
That's crazy, because you want to know. So I. find myself always like grabbing black, right? Yeah. I've got like three black dresses, skirt combos that are like my favorite, right? I specifically shopped to not get something black for this. And then red is my favorite color. And I found a really nice red dress.
You can do
red. I'm sorry, I'm going to be off theme a little bit, y'all, which none of y'all should be surprised. No, I tend to be the off theme.
I'm sure you won't be the only one.
No. Of course not. There's some people who just are going to refuse to be on theme because that's
who they are.
Yeah.
I'm one of those sometimes.
And I think historically, Brandy has been very bright with her colors. Like, mm-hmm. she loves colors. So I think a pop of color here and there won't hurt the situation.
Well, because, honey, I was so excited when I found this red dress.
Where'd you find it?
I got it in New York this time.
Oh, okay.
That's so you won't see nobody else in it. That's where I was going with it. Okay.
Okay. We'll see. You never know. Stranger things have happened. But
So yeah, super exciting. Looking forward to seeing what everybody has on. That's kind of my favorite part.
For sure.
Okay. Who's cooking? Who's catering?
Actually, Overture. So we're having it at the Overture. So it's...
Okay.
No, I have. I've gone to... a couple of years of the Girls Inc. does Goodman's Girls Inc. used to do a fundraiser there. I don't know if they still do, but yeah, the International Women's Day.
Okay.
Oh yes, they do still do that there.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's my only experience with eating at the Overture, and I was working, so I don't even think I can remember.
Yeah. They have pretty good food.
They do have good food.
Diss to the Monona Terrace, but I'm actually really glad it's not going to be Monona Terrace chicken because. I'll be like, all these years, why does it taste the same for like the very first event I ever went to? Okay, so maybe it is a little bit of a bump to Monona Terrace if y'all listening.
Listen,
like, step
don't,
up.
Don't
can
do
we
Monona
can we update? Can we just update the menu? I'm saying it's like a decade.
Or there's a few other options that we have because you're talking chicken, you're talking to black man. I am a chicken connoisseur, okay?
Brother. These are places that don't let you cater in.
They don't cater.
I'm not listening. You're talking to a person who have been to Monona Terrace countless times. I just had chicken from them recently. You talked
right.
So you're sneaking in chicken. What is what you're saying?
No, he's a gala event going dude. Is what he's letting us know.
I'm a solution based person, right? If we can't solve their problems, see, first thing is to acknowledge that there's a problem, right? That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then trying to figure out what the options are. So for me, them hearing, okay, there's something that we need to do to jazz it up a little bit. Then you got to think about everybody's allergies and blah, 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 who the cook is, and they have to cook for a massive amount of people. So listen, we got to bring our own little spices in. Go get, listen, I'm going to put...
I guarantee there's already people bringing the hot sauce in their purse.
Hot sauce in your bag. Some people keep that... you keep the allspice, but this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to put you on game, and please don't forget that I told you, and it came from me, Antoine McNeil.
Hold
listen,
burr, burr, burr,
go to Popeye's Chicken.
Oh, Lord.
And what you going... What kind of season?
I don't know what they call it. Come
on, I need my chicken connoisseurs. You know what I'm talking about.
You putting me on the game. I've never asked for extra seasoning at Popeye's, bro.
Popeye's, Lord, y'all got me drop on the spot. Popeye's has a season. It's not regular season. It's something that Popeye's will have.
It's like a blackened season or something like that. You get them in another hat.
Come on now.
I'm trying to tell people to call in, but you know what happened?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Y'all know I'm a chicken. I eat it. Listen, I'm just telling you, go get this little packet. And if you want to, you can go get your little honey and a hot sauce packet. When you go get it, Cajun Sparkle is what it's called.
Cajun sparkle.
That's fancy. Cajun sparkle. You talking about you got to do all that. We don't have spaces that uniquely black for us, so they not the food ain't gonna come the way we want to, right?
Cajun sparkle.
Yeah, this is what I'm finna tell you.
Why is it given?
When you go to these Caucasian
the trolls,
events,
you know the sparkle. Hey, I'm sorry.
When you go to these Caucasian events, there may be missing some Cajun. You got to bring your own, and you can go get your honey, a hot sauce, and a Cajun sparkle. When you go get your bag, they'll give you napkins. They'll give you hot sauce and honey. They will not give you Cajun sparkle unless you know about it.
Oh, because
so
I didn't know about
and
it.
And they'll give you your bag. You're ready to leave. You're like, can I have some Cajun
Madison,
sparkle? And they're
going
to pass it to you right here. You're going to get like three or four. You get one, it's so good on like three or four pieces of chicken. I'm telling you.
Cajun
no
sparkle.
More problem.
Is it spicy?
Like
it's not really spicy. It's not really spicy. It's not really spicy.
You're sprinkling it.
It's a little bit. You only need a little bit.
It sounds like a drug.
You only need a little bit.
You got to be a part of the VIP club.
I'll put you in the club. I've been eating Cajun sparkle for the last 15 years. And I told a few people every time.
Now everybody knows.
I'm telling you now. This is already when you go there, they're gonna be mad. This is the low key secret.
John Minor. Now see, we have this new.
He dropped a bomb on me.
He did drop a bomb on you, and I'm so happy he got the noise. And Where's the telephone number? I'm looking around.
256
This whole remodel. Oh. Don't show there. Out because you memorized it.
2001 Yeah, that's because we were in town. Oh, I
do. I was waiting for the traveling digs to happen. You waited a while too. I'm appreciating it. But yeah, but it used to be in big font on the table for people like myself,
608
who manage a lot every day and can't remember telephone numbers.
Yeah, 608-256-2001 I can't hear either, but
listen to her.
Because he tried to come for me talking about the travel items.
But that is true. So, like you said, you're going to have the event at the Overture Center versus the Monona Tears. Okay, that chicken
fault.
Problem
can
be.
I took
be,
us all the way off
listen,
task.
You just got me on chicken because I'm like, we're going to get to the real chicken.
I don't know
chicken.
Where we
Here's a refresher.
Went.
We are talking about the upcoming Urban Triage.
I'm with you. I'm
Black
there.
Excellence?
Black Brilliance.
I'm sorry.
Black Brilliance.
Black Brilliance. Brilliance. Get it together.
Brilliance.
Gala.
Yes.
Which is the first inaugural fundraising event for the community to come out and show some love and have a party.
Absolutely.
Tickets are $150
$150
Overture Center.
Overture Center.
And it's not Monona Terrace tickets.
If they had Monona Terrace,
that's
you just
got
to get the Cajun Sparkle.
And you're wearing black, I'm wearing red. We're caught up. Kimmy's not coming.
Come on.
I feel like the Cajun Sparkle wouldn't be as successful with grilled chicken breast as it would with like fried.
It would. Watch this. Watch this. Now that's a great observation. I will not knock that, right? Okay. Because you're talking about something to be able to bind it, right?
Right.
Because you don't want to be able. Come on, I told you I'm a scientific. Chicken connoisseur, baby.
Connoisseur.
I'm a chicken connoisseur. So that's the reason. That's the reason I said you get you a honey or you a hot sauce.
I swear nobody has that much fun.
If you get a honey or a hot sauce, okay. You just lather that lightly on one side and then put the sprinkle on it.
Okay.
It's gonna taste so beautiful.
All right.
I'm telling you,
not the lather.
You talking to? I am a chicken connoisseur,
lather
man.
Lather the chicken.
Lather with either honey
sparkle.
Or hot sauce, or honey and hot sauce to give you kind of a, it's like a roux, so to speak.
It's
like a roux. Little fat boys, all you know. It's like a roux, so to speak. You sprinkle a little sparkle on it. Ooh, it's gonna your life gonna change. Okay. You gonna be the Antoine wasn't lying, and I'll tell you a joke. I'll never tell you a
wait
lie.
Wait now, I'm gonna say something about you and your referrals.
Come
because
on,
I walked out of here.
This sounds terrible already.
Yes, it does.
I think we should talk about this off camera.
Right.
I vouched for somebody that was wrong.
Not a person. I would. That would be. I would wait. Okay. No. We walked away from a conversation a couple weeks ago, and you said loosely that I should go check out the Society of Magical Negroes.
Right. Oh,
American
my God.
Society.
Absolutely.
No.
You don't like. You didn't like that movie?
Oh, my gosh.
You died. Right, that's
only,
my question. Did
only,
you like the movie?
I did not like the movie.
Ooh, that is such a sad state of affairs.
There was a lot to talk about, and then I took the wrong people
ooh.
With.
So that way, the wrong people ain't got nothing to do with me, right?
And so family will clown me, so I had to clown you.
Okay, they can clown. They can listen, whoever, I'm going to stand on
me
that.
Me and my son found things amusing and got it, but me and his humor is a little bit
wasn't it so many
one
layers?
One of my daughters was mad.
Wasn't it so many layers to unpack?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so it's the
listen,
thought.
Jared,
it's comedy.
Jared, listen, I wanted to go see the movie. I told this girl I want to take the movie. My homeboy was like, no. It's the worst movie I've ever seen. I say, don't go see that movie.
Oh man!
Yeah, bro.
Was it bad? Did you ever see the movie?
I'm glad I didn't go on a date. It would
have
been.
Have you ever seen it outside of that? You never just saw it in general.
That'd have been the first and last date.
See, but look, this goes back. This goes back to life.
Don't listen to Antoine, y'all. Don't listen to me.
So let's try that as a disclaimer. To the Cajun
watch this.
Sparkle.
Yes. It has David Alan Greer. Is that not a great,
he
right?
Has, he is
it looked
good.
Like it's
also,
it was going to be a dope
it's a comedy
movie.
Piece. Was there a comedy in it?
I mean, half of the group, okay. It was a 50-50, thought it was a comedy.
I ain't talking about what
it.
They thought. You hear what I'm talking about?
Yes,
you,
I laughed.
See?
Definitely there was comedy.
So it was comedy. Was it also a thinking piece?
For sure.
Was it very pro-black? Come on now.
That's
questionable. Wait.
That is questionable.
Watch this. What, the most of the cast was what?
Black.
Okay. Was we talking about Negroes in society? And it was it similar to somewhat what Madison and a normal society looks like?
So one of my kids.
You see, I'll be back in my stuff.
One of
up.
My kids basically described it as propaganda that was aimed at white people but marketed to black people and that it was for the wrong audience, that it attracted the wrong audience.
Oh, that's a good sister,
right? Like
Ebert.
She sat in there and felt triggered. Oh. Irritated.
As she should be
right?
triggered. It was making
and then
think.
Said, ain't nothing they talking about, nothing new to me.
Yeah.
So if this is about educating, right, to give me some consciousness, the wrong people are in the seat.
Either you uphold it, either you uphold those same values or you change it. You recognize it. Sometimes we don't recognize it. Does that make sense? So many of us are placeholders for a white society or appear to be, air quote, black society, and we fill the roles.
It's beautiful
does that, make
that
sense?
You said that. because the same son who got the humor's response to the daughter was that. Yeah. Not everybody's woke.
So now we thinking. So
just, and I'll just say shout out to my young children.
I got you sent to a terrible movie that y'all laughed. And she said she was bad. She didn't recommend it.
She just didn't like it.
I gave her bad suggestions.
Okay, so now I'll walk it back. You know I'm honest. Check it out. I'm honest. I'll walk it back and say you should have gave me more context. Because I almost went on a date.
That's good.
And that was not right. a date or, movie. Or, it would have been a terrible, like, they would have been looking at me funny as ever, so low. Like, what did you bring me to, Shorty?
So
like,
wait,
it was a send-off.
Y'all ready for this? Drop the bomb. Get ready to drop the bomb.
My family clowned me. I'm talking about they went live and talked about how I wasn't allowed to pick movies. For like, I'm banned from picking movies for 2 months, so I had to throw you under the bus, so I got a month back.
You can throw me under the bus. You can throw me under the bus. I'm sorry for helping your family think about black society.
We already talked about that stuff, brother.
I am so
That's why it missed the mark with them, because it's already part of their conversation.
And here go the other bomb that John finna drop. You said you don't think you should have took a date. Now you trying to say you don't think your date are thinkers and they don't want to think about pleasure.
You can't suck me into that. You can't suck me into that because baseline, you got to be smart. I'm one of those. Yeah. There's some kind of something word that's like you're attracted
you
to intellect.
Somebody would like
somebody
a
Google
process.
That and what's the telephone number that they can call and tell us what that is.
Sapio.
Okay, the word man. Sapio. When you're attracted to like intellect
so off top,
we could have never even got telephone numbers exchanged if you weren't witty. But it was a downer. And the parts that were funny was a little dark. And so it's
that's too much
on a early date. Maybe somebody you've been dating for 20 years and you like do old people stuff together.
I'm gonna think about. Look, I'm gonna tell you the things that when I think about a fresh new.
No.
Watch this.
You sent me off air.
How many times do we typically get a black-led cast that's written by black people that has comedy and humor, that has people David Alan Greer has been doing comedy for many years, and comedy is subjective. The same thing that's going to make you laugh is not going to make some people.
Absolutely.
If I say Kevin Hart, it'll be, I don't like him, I love him. I say Dave Chappelle, I don't like him, I love him. If I say Cat Williams,
we can go on.
So, to each his or her own.
When can we have a movie that's all black cast?
When you write it.
Hold on. I don't need to add nothing to my list.
You ain't like that, though.
No, I did not. All black cast, black writer, aimed at a black audience, telling a black story that's not rooted in black trauma and trying to knock us over the head to be conscious, because for the family I carry, It was exactly what my daughter said. She couldn't she couldn't be entertained by it because there was nothing new. It was only triggering.
She
came there to be
the status quo.
She's definitely aware of and like she, right. The reason she's aware of those things is because she's been born into a family that discusses it and addresses it.
Right.
So it wasn't new. She wasn't being awoken. She came there to have an entertaining comedy experience with her family. Right.
Yeah.
So can we get a movie that's not rooted in that? I used to say this about Tyler Perry. I take nothing from the talent. He's a brilliant, right? That's not the thing. It's not the commentary on the talent. It's why does every story for black people have to be rooted in telling
Give
our traumatic story? Can we
like.
Just be black folks who show up and have a regular, like think about any other comedic situation
right.
and it's just black people. It's just a black movie versus a black movie that has to dig so deep that it confused itself.
Talk
about the ending. Because then the ending was focused on a Latino woman being the super savior girlfriend and supportive wife. This so it set us up for another sarcastic, dark humored analogy of a movie on gender bias issues in traditional roles. And now we already escaped blackness, because the other thing that black folks tend to do is show up and talk about everybody else's struggles. So it's not only a movie that's rooted in our trauma, made to be hilarious, but missed the mark with 50% of the crowd I attended with. But it also sets us up to then push the attention immediately garnered to our struggle off to how everybody else has the same struggle, which is what we tend to do, right? We always welcoming everybody else in. We're the only people that say something for black people, and then still we have white members and Latino members, and that's fine.
So
diversity
about, like,
at its greatest,
struggle,
but you know.
The black struggle is real, right?
Oh my goodness. It definitely is, but I don't have to be hit over the head with it all day if I in the movie theater when I walk out the door living
it. The woman's struggle is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these things are separate, and then sometimes they can be intertwined, right?
For sure.
That's all I'm saying.
We literally just did a training about this. Me and Lo just spent like 4 hours yesterday with MMSD talking about this.
Anybody want to go, I'll buy three tickets on me on GP to the next people.
Don't do it, y'all. Yeah, unless y'all just want to spend time with Antoine Magnilla. Is there popcorn included, brother?
Popcorn drinks? I ain't getting no popcorn. It's coming out of my pocket. I ain't buying this. I said three tickets.
And you gonna have some sparkle.
You gonna have sparkle patience, though.
And you got to the next 10 minutes to claim it, because I ain't got no money for real. But I would. You got 10 minutes.
You better
claim
not say the number now. Then I mean,
six zero AC. My alarm is.
It's going. Look, he has takers. Somebody just wants to sit next to you in the dark, brother. Because the movie review we just gave.
No, if Antoine wants to spend time with us, he gonna come to the gala.
Yes.
That is right.
Thank you, Kimmy. Bring it back.
The same gala that you're not
bring
going to.
Bring it back.
You
know,
see, what is y'all talking about? You don't keep coming for me.
I got valid reason to not be going.
You got valid reason, so do I. My birthday is on the 19th.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, for sure.
You see how you look at me? I was in the back there yelling, what's up, Taurus?
Okay,
come on
now. And then aren't you hosting an event that same weekend? You're going to be a very busy man that weekend. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
It's my birthday.
Same day as Malcolm X. You see that? Your birthday is same day. Don't come.
Okay, you ain't
good.
Okay.
Touche. We good. It's Taurus season. We just had to make sure.
Not yet.
My daughter, Taurus, and we just got to lock horns real quick to understand. All right, we good. We lock up. Again, Overture Center Chicken.
Yes.
We're sorry, y'all. No.
May 19th. May 18th.
May 17th.
Yeah, the whole weekend. We're there.
May 17th. And then after that is directly, not directly, but after that is our kickback.
Yep, that is July 20th this year, Penn Park. I don't know if y'all know we do this every year. The kickback is amazing. I don't know if y'all have ever been.
Yeah.
But it's a time. Everything is free. The kids, everything's free for the kids, for the family. We have bounce houses, rock walls, dance competitions, cotton candy, characters, gaming trucks, all of that.
Double Dutch.
Black vendors.
Double Dutch is a must. It's a must. We actually have a Double Dutch competition.
So here I go. Okay. Logistical question.
I'm finna get in there with a Double Dutch competition. I'm pigeon toed and bowleg. But I'm pigeon toed and bowleg, and my back hurts. So when you see
me fall, I want to jump in.
I'm trying to go viral pretty much.
We gonna help you up.
You know they don't want to get you go viral for nothing positive. I want to go viral.
Watch you jump in.
That comedian fell on the ground and he bleeding. 3,000 shares.
That's okay. You can talk about it at your next show.
Okay. I hope you be at that one. Like you ain't gonna be at this gala.
You know what?
I'm just playing. It's our birthday. It's our birthday.
Come on now, be nice.
I'm horsing around. All right.
It's too early. What time is it?
It's not early enough. It is too turned up Tuesday.
It's too early to be picking with people.
All right.
This is too turned up Tuesday.
It is too turned up Tuesday. We be turned up from it. You got coffee.
I started. I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, I need a cup.
So some details.
Yes, ma'am.
You just were talking about the kickback. So I'm going to ask, are you ready for vendors? Where's the registration for people to get signed up? Where can we get the sponsor pack for that? How do we get involved on?
Honestly, to get involved, I'm usually the direct contact for that. My email is kwaller, W-A-L-L-E-R at urbantriage.org. You can shoot me an email, whether you want to van, do you want to volunteer, anything like that. If you do want to volunteer, we have one sign up sheet where we just get like your name. We do run background checks on volunteers just so everyone is aware.
Good job.
And then if you want to vend there, that's another separate thing, and then we have our vendor set up by station. So if you are a food vendor, we have you set up here. If you sell eyelashes or makeup or teddy bears or whatever, we kind of have everybody sectioned out. So yeah, if you want to get involved with that, for sure, just shoot me an email and we can get you where you need to be. And we take up the whole Penn Park, so we got plenty of space. We had well over 1,000 people in the park last year. We had who do we have? We had Just Veggies there last year. We had Two Sisters Chicken and Fish. We
Cupcake
had Bria Master with Cupcake. Yep, they were out there. And there was this Puerto Rican truck there. I don't know this lady's name.
Oh, that line was long.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy.
I couldn't even get
and
with
we actually mind. Booked her last minute.
I don't even know what it was. I think I know it. She'd be at Woodman's.
Yeah, it's the lady from the West Side Woodman's.
West Side
Woodman's. For sure.
Yeah,
it was her.
Good.
But
was
you know, Big Boy gonna know all the
was
food.
Was
Dave the lines
out there
was long.
With the vegan food?
Yeah, Just Veggies.
Walking
yeah.
Jerk.
Well, Walking Jerk.
Walking Jerk wasn't there, but Just Veggies was there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just Veggies amazing. Had this sandwich
Man, when I tell you that stuff was so good, I didn't even know I wasn't eating meat.
Yeah, mm. I had a lot of positive stuff from Just Veggies and the Puerto Rican truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they were.
It was about
sold
out. And what the good thing I'm looking forward to, like, so Penn Park is now remodeled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I don't, that's the heart of Madison. Every time I come here, that's just the heart of Madison for me. Some people is downtown. And just the look and the aesthetics, because now they can play, excuse me, basketball. Like, it looks like a better feel. I know last year y'all had like three DJs, if I'm correct.
Yeah, we had the
DJ
battle.
They was going crazy. Two, three DJs. I'm like, it's
yeah,
going
we had DJ, DJ Fusion. Shorty, DJ Payne 1, and DJ Fusion.
Yeah, that's the eclectic voice of Madison, of a few of the DJs. It was in there going crazy.
Yeah, they did dope. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think DJ Payne took that one home for the battle.
Okay, I don't know, but
it wouldn't have been a fair fight.
Yeah, I can't say nothing bad. Now neither one. I'm not Shorty. Shout out to Shorty. Shout out to
DJ Payne.
Shout out to DJ Sneaky Gator. Everybody, you got to shout out all the DJs. They be mad touring. You ain't say nothing about me.
I don't know all the DJs. I know them three.
I know Payne 1 got that platinum album. So,
oh yeah, he a beast. He a beast for
it's
sure.
A rap if he's
I'm
in that.
I'm gonna go back to the logistics.
Right, July 20th.
DJ Payne 1 is also gonna be our DJ at the game.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Heidi brought it all together. Okay. So where was I? Okay. So I had a question when you said volunteer background checks.
Yes.
I have mixed feelings about background checking in our community when we ask the community to come out. So my specific question is always, what are the things that will red flag you, that will disqualify you?
Nasty man.
Yep. Pretty much what he just said. Anything like sexual or orientated.
So
you know,
sexual abuse and assault.
Yeah, anything like that. Really, that's it.
What about child abuse, neglect of
the
child?
Yeah, anything that's involving kids or any type of force, anything like that. A lot of domestic violence, stuff like that, we don't really...
But drug felonies and anything
that's
those type of
things. We don't care
about
that.
Okay.
I think the main concern is...
Not that we don't care about it, but it's like some of these people that are that have these type of charges, they 20 years ago. We not going to hold that against you.
This is an advocacy point for me. I would say that all of our Black-led, specifically organizations, should also look into how they can qualify the child neglect and abuse charges, because... Statistically, we know that Black families are targeted and treated differently within our child protective services.
Yeah, for sure.
And so the
yeah.
same way that we'll look past drug-related felonies because we recognize it's poverty-related and it doesn't necessarily imply violence is the same way we should take a closer look. And it takes a lot more power to, like, work energy. Yeah. Like, you have to... But when it's your own event, like, it's not going mm-hmm. into the school and you don't mm-hmm. have to abide by other people's guidelines, mm-hmm. my little advocacy point is that you take a moment to dig deeper on that charge. Because of that reason, because we're unfairly scrutinizing that system.
Yeah,
we
I
tend
hear
to
that.
Get
Absolutely.
Our children taken away and they have cases that are open and longer.
Absolutely.
And so we'll have people that have those charges that it's not representative of what he just said.
It's not no, or the original nasty man. I'm going to definitely put that up. Nasty man, nasty woman, because it's not gender
right?
bias
yeah,
on that.
Sure.
But then I think that was a great point that you made. I am a person who disciplined my child in 2007, changed my life. I was 15 years older than my, you know what I mean, my son. And like you said again, them people literally said, we're going to make an example out of you. And as yeah. that
well,
changed
all of us
my
that do
entire
this
life.
If you yeah. do anything related to trauma and family support yeah. in our community, you yeah. should understand what I just said wasn't new to you.
Right.
right? Like right. everybody recognizes if you're a Black parent,
right.
like I think the numbers, like it's like, it's crazy. Lo, help me remember, what did that woman say? It was like 1 in 3 families. Or
1 in 3.
Like 1 in 3 Black families has had an open child protective services case
right,
against
right.
them.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
some,
even
some
higher than like our incarceration
that's
rate
because
around,
what,
right?
what our,
that's a place
our
that we
parents
miss.
Considered discipline, they mm-hmm. consider abuse now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
right.
I yes. think it's very easy
yes.
to
and
catch those type of charges.
It, absolutely.
Come on
like,
now.
You, can, you can literally.
Well, it's a very culturally based thing, right?
You can
yeah.
discipline
yeah.
your kid and
it's,
you got
you
three
have
or
to
four
understand.
Charges.
Yeah. yeah, it's not as cut yeah. and dry. And then the likelihood of the police to show up and there to be charges. And okay, but I wanted to qualify that.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's an amazing point.
So that was a question. And then I'm going to go back to the gala. And okay, so we're having overture food.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a keynote speaker? Is there entertainment? What does the evening look like?
Yeah, so we do have a keynote speaker. We do have Ooh. Spoken word. Brandy is going to do a poem. We're going to have, obviously, you know, raffle prizes.
She does comedy. She's doing punk. When are you going to start singing and dancing? I remember when she danced when we were short.
She will be.
You got to do a sing, huh? We just need singing and rapping.
You know Brandy, a jack of all trades. I'm
not kidding. Since you know me, I'm for real. When are we? Like, yeah. I don't think I've seen you get on the mic at karaoke either. Okay, singing. That's what's left, Brandy, singing and rapping.
So she'll be dancing. So, and there will be a component.
She'll be dancing.
And yeah. Speaking of that, dancing. If I think about when I first remember, it was from the dance troupe in high school. What was the name of that?
She'll be playing basketball this weekend at the Big West game. Yep. Y'all go check that out. Yep.
You know how they get
make sure that you shout that out. That's your boy.
Like, what do Brandy can't do? What she can't do?
I call her Miss Make It Happen.
What would Brandy can't do? She's juggling and everything.
That's Miss Make It Happen.
But I'm a... I'm a text to her.
I don't think there's anything she really can't do, though. She's doing it all.
Don't say that again. Sure. Don't say that again. What would Brandy can't do? That was, it's too,
listen,
come on.
I want to start this morning with this Two Turned Up Tuesday, because we ain't all published authors, man.
Do better.
How about I do gooder? How about that? I'm gonna do gooder.
Better and betterer.
I'm gonna do gooder. Okay. I'm gonna do weller.
So and then actually at the Overture we have the second floor and first floor. So the second floor is gonna be the networking event.
Okay.
And then we're gonna bring it down to the first floor. It's gonna be there's
are we talking
I don't want to tell you
Glaston
everything.
Area right there facing the library.
But it's lit.
That's what we're talking about.
You know, did you go to Mike Johnson's white? Okay, so it was in that space. I don't know. I don't really know the Overture like that. I just know the space that I was in. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to
there.
The Lion King?
No. Yes.
When the Lion King was
not here?
Okay. Yeah, so it's in that open space right there.
The,
where it's like
the Wiz.
Oh, the Rotunda area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
so
like
they
that
have
open
a second
and then
floor.
The glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you because you got to
come.
You got
to
come.
I need to know this. I could be surprised by that. I'm trying to think, do I have any other logistical questions?
I have a thought process.
I have a question.
Because I know you said something about black brilliance, and I know y'all mentioned the color black. Is that typically the theme? And the reason I ask this is because, you know, sometimes black brilliance, we come with all kind of colorful pastel. Don't get Jackie Morris?
I was just going to say
OG. You get what I'm saying? You might have me come in some blue or some pink.
I mean, realistically, you can come how you come. Okay. You know, you're not coming anyway, so I don't know why we're talking about
this. Why are y'all saying that? Okay. I'm coming. Let me swing this back, because I don't know why everybody thinks this comes from Antoine. That I'm going to send you right back where you came from. Here, come right to you. Tara did say it would be nice to get some of these complimentary tickets. So if we do that, why wouldn't I come Anna's before my birthday? And I'm going to come.
So hold on. So now if I give you a ticket, all of a sudden,
say, you told me I wasn't coming, but I said I want to make
sure.
I just
told you it's a fundraiser.
Listen,
now you're talking about
getting...
I'm going
to help raise the funds. Okay,
okay.
Listen, everybody
get
y'all tickets.
Yeah, you're going to help raise the funds by paying for that ticket.
I share. I do all this other stuff. Now, don't let me get the...
They come in. No, wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on. This is like my teammate.
I'm just saying,
I'll be torn in these moments.
So crazy look.
It'd be like, I'll be with the girls, and I'll be like, hey, it's my homie. Hold on.
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Whether I get a ticket or not, and it's my birthday like it's yours. So
and
say
you
something.
Have fun.
Come on, I am.
Make sure you go live and post some pictures.
Wait,
so man, I can see.
You come live. You come watch me on somebody else's live.
Let's stamp that for him.
So, no, the black is, that's, it is. Technically, if you look at our sponsorship packet, it is themed black. You know, black attire, black brilliant.
Sorry, I didn't read that, so I'm going to
that's
be
okay.
Out
the decor is, you know, black and gold, and, you know,
okay.
So.
My shoes are gold.
There you go. There you go.
You don't think
you're
my purse. I'm going to do some live interviews for y'all.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, yes.
That's real. We'll have to have this conversation.
Yes. What was your other question? You said you had one.
Yeah, right. Okay, so keynote speaker. That's a surprise.
That's I don't want to give everything out. Like, you guys are gonna have to come there. Like,
gotta be there.
You gotta be there. You gotta experience it. Like, it's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
I already know.
Okay. It's gonna be amazing. Like, it's really gonna be, you know, kind of like what. No disrespect to Monona Terrace, but like, it's not going to be your typical experience, you know?
Okay. Well, that's
it's
nice.
Gonna be,
I like that.
Yeah.
I've gone to enough of these now that I can appreciate that.
Black and gold is beautiful, too.
Yes. And he goes to more than I do. He's always at tables. Everybody wants Antoine McNeil again.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell stories this morning.
But get a table.
And Lou, for real, be at all these events.
One
they
of
be
the good things
Logan.
We are doing at
the only one who don't get invited is our board.
One of the good things we are doing, though, at the gala.
I was thinking that,
she
too.
Is tickled to death.
Wow, I know I did it for crazy.
You. We're going to bring you this year, brother. We're going to start going, and, you know. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so this is something we didn't talk about.
awards. She was making
And I have a favor to ask. I probably should ask offline though.
Okay.
I was late with my nomination.
Oh yeah, it's over for you.
It just closed like midnight last night.
We make an exception for you, we got to make exception
for
everybody.
That's why I should have said nothing.
You
got
to pay attention to things and deadlines
You done had about a good two weeks.
You got next year.
Somebody.
This is going to be our annual, so next year we got you.
Nominate them next year.
But there are 11 awardees, so come check them out.
That's crazy.
What are the awardees?
Y'all know it's a button. No,
I can't tell you.
I know. You got to be quick.
You got to be there. You got to come and check out who's going to be winning and support them. And we'll make, I'm sure they'll
y'all not going to do a pre-thing?
They'll announce when, and,
you got to be there.
Yeah.
We don't know who's nominated.
They'll like tell this. You. When they'll, you'll know.
I like
the people
this.
Who were nominated. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like.
Nominations just closed yesterday. So.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Midnight or something. Yeah,
like, I like that. You
I know you were on Facebook. I know you were on Facebook.
People of our community I'll be in my story. Nominated. Okay.
And I was just traveling for 10 days with kids. Can I get just a little sympathy around here?
I got love for you,
Kurt. We do. We do.
She's over here. Y'all, if you. Lo, she giving me the look. Like you had, she literally told you had 2 weeks. Where can be like it ain't just you had. So I think this came.
Come on,
our people.
I'm over here feeling scolded.
As you should. It's gonna come back to that point.
I was that ass. I should have.
Like that one point that
Kimmy
you were talking about.
Kimmy got lots of spice in here,
y'all. Rooted in our trauma. Our people are typically late sometimes.
Which is
you
why
see
I
me run into late, right? You see me running as mother late today. But I say this to say, when it comes to nominations, votes, like actual voting or anything else, please, our people, let's try our best to be more prompt, to be more timely. I'm just saying us as a group, as a people.
And because he just want people on time to his show. This is all it's leading up to.
This is less about
I hate everybody right now because of that.
It's less about,
I got the look, so now I'm lashing out.
Oh, dang. That's what you was trying to do. It'd be hard for me to receive.
I'm sorry.
You do good with receiving. I've given you feedback and you've received.
Yeah, positivity. Is anything
I joined.
Like,
I switched teams. I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, and like, when I'm saying this because I've seen different organizations, right? I've seen my business. I've seen a lot of other people's business. We typically come late when we see things are local, right? But if it's a national act, if we're going to go see, we're a little bit. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying every people, my goodness. We
in a time, my lord.
As soon as I get done doing my sentence, I'm gonna give you a hug. My lord is, but I'm saying this. Let's try to buy our tickets early. If you know you're gonna come, get your tickets.
Don't wait till the last minute because once the tickets are gone, don't be talking about. Oh, I was gonna get a last minute.
Y'all sold out. Y'all sold out.
We made that more just for me and my guy.
No.
What were some of the categories that people could nominate?
We have to, but we have to pay every single. Bill, get all of our stuff out the way, and then see if we got the funds.
Wait, and now, then and then we backwards because I have an outfit and not a ticket.
Oh, personally, Brandi Grayson, that's my sister. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, that's my sister.
Can you keep giving me judgy looks?
Like if you don't get your ticket on time, you gonna holler at her. That's my sister.
I've called out every organization that has thrown these fundraisers with $100 or more tickets for not sponsoring at least two or three underprivileged families. These are things that we like to afford as well. These are things that we like to do as well, but we have children. We can't afford $100 tickets. We have bills that we eat. We live hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. And so when the Black Chamber of Commerce did it, when Michael Johnson did it, when any establishment, and I love every one of y'all, but I call them out. Do not throw a Black held event if you don't hold space for Black families that can't afford to come to it. Brandi knows that's all from a place of love. I love Brandi like my sister. She has been with me through everything, and I've been with her through everything. But I call out Black-led organizations that do that. It's not fair. And we are underprivileged, underclass, underpaid community that want to enjoy beautiful things too, but we can't.
Underpaid co-hosts and radio shows and stuff
that we can't afford to think. Am I gonna pay my light bill? Or am I gonna go to this gala?
I definitely hear what you're saying with that. But at the same time too,
everything, I'm speaking for Urban Triage and Urban Triage only. At the same time, everything Urban Triage do, it's always been free. Mm-hmm. Everything we do for the community has always been free. When I mean down to the food, transportation to get to our events, everything. We don't host many events where we are asking the community to give us money. And this is that one time where we are. And yeah, it is a little pricey, but it is also a fundraiser. I would never ask anyone to, hey, buy this gala ticket, but don't pay your light bill. Absolutely not. If you can't be there, we understand. Support us by sharing our post on Facebook. That's free. Support us by sharing it on Instagram. That's free. We would never ever ask you to make those type of choices. And I get, yeah, that you want to be a part of those kind of things, but you can't be a part of all of them. You know, maybe it may be one in a year or so. That's a little cheaper. Come see us then, or come to our free events like we did just talk about. We have our summer kickback every year. That's 100% free. Come show up and show out for that. We have our Harvest Fest every year where we provide transportation out to the Farley Center. Come show up and show out for that.
Oh, and I completely agree. I feel like out of most of the Black-led organizations, Urban Triage and Edo probably do the most when it really comes to community work. I completely agree. My point was that those things are really nice, but there's Black folks in this community that's never stepped foot inside the Overture Center because they can't afford it.
But
there's Black folks that's never been to a Monona Terrace event because they can't afford it. And the things that are given to free for us are, they're beautiful and they're nice, but we're not talking about elegant galas where you experience a different side of culture and you really experience the elegant and classic side of Black excellence.
To Shahadi is because this is a development issue.
Absolutely.
And so, we have the chief development officer in the room.
So the only kind of point that I want to make is, you know, when we talk about the ticket sales and the $150, I don't like that, oh, it's really expensive. It's really not, though, because when it's a white-led event, we don't mind paying $150. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't like that stigma that, you know, oh, my God, it's $150. Yes, $150 for some individuals, right. What Brandy is doing, though, Brandy's not going to just not take care of her community. Let's be serious. The 11 individuals that are nominated and are going to be awarded are individuals that normally you would not see represented in any events. So Brandy's always going to lead from a place of taking care of her community, and she's always going to come through. So it might not be right now. You know, people might be like, oh, I want a free table right now. You know, at the end of the day, she has to figure out financials, and we have to do what makes sense for us as an event. This is our first event. So the goal is to raise funds. And in those spaces, when it is you have to have individuals in seats that are going to bid, that are going to, you know, kick in, that are going to donate, like, so sponsor. Yes, as sponsor, as much as we want to support the community in everything that we do, we have to understand that we have a mission also. And our mission at the end of the day is to run our organization.
Right.
And when we talk about grants, what people don't realize is just because, let's say, you know, the county gives us whatever amount of money, if you come into Urban Triage and you don't have gas, we can't do nothing for you because we don't have any unrestricted funds. So what we're trying to do is raise those funds so that way we don't ever have to say a no to an individual. When they come to Urban Triage, they're always going to hear a yes from us. And that, unfortunately, is what this is for. You know, and no, we can't touch every single person, but at the end of the day, the impact that we want to make from this is going to allow us to be able to give those yeses.
Well, so I love that you broke it down like that.
So there's a couple things that I'm thinking. One, this is philanthropy.
Absolutely.
Philanthropy looks like hosting events that have an appeal to people who have disposable income, who are at levels of income where they can take a tax break and writing things off, who can afford the $150 ticket, right? And it's to set up an event that feels exclusive to people who want to feel exclusive, who can afford to be in that situation, so that we can have money to go to the unrestricted dollars, to be able to say the yeses to the things that the other world of philanthropy and also then grant making, right? So foundations. So there's all kinds of ways that money comes into not-for-profit work. But when you go after a grant, You say, I'm going to do these things. You give them a budget. I'm going to spend this much. And then you can only deviate like 10% before you have to go back to the table. Yeah. And so it doesn't leave money for things. And so I don't do a gala, but I'm going into my sixth, seventh year of hosting a Father's Day Juneteenth event.
Yes.
I've always been able to provide two things, free seats to fathers and black men and a really discounted meal, right? I'm talking about, like, I think the most we've charged is $50 for a family to come eat. And, you know, I bring in the caterers. We do a nice thing. But my fundraising is in the backside, right? Let me not say I don't want to, because after Corey did his event, I specifically asked him to mentor me for my first gala in the next 2 years, because it is part of this work that we do. You do have to cater to the philanthropy community, which means that's a higher tax bracket. Right. So you have to provide things that align with higher tax brackets. I also agree with Lowe that there has to be opportunities for networking and exposure for folks who couldn't afford to be in the space. But I'll also tell you that my experience as being a person who was given a seat is I still am othered in the space because I can't raise my paddle to make big donations, right? I'm there to watch. So for me, it was about game. I started going to those events with the free table, so I met the people at those tables. Right. And so I understand the culture of it, but that's not the word I'm looking for. The behavior. There's a specific word I'm looking for. Etiquette. The etiquette in that space, so that when I was able to be in that space, I showed up looking experienced, like I had been there before, because I had, right? And so there's like all kinds of pieces of it. But so for me, with my event on the back end, I give that as an opportunity for other organizations to sponsor a table or to just make a straight up donation to the work that I do. And I like that. That's comfortable for me. But I would also say that I've been to sponsored tables. And so what does it look like if an organization wants to pay for a table? So how many people are seated at a table?
9.
So for 9 people from the community to go, what does it look like to purchase a table as a sponsor that then you could give those tickets out to the community?
Yeah, so our table sponsors is you get your logo on the table and then you get the 9 and it's $1,350.
Okay.
So currently that's what we're doing. We're working with the big sponsors who have sponsored and they're like, hey, we can only fill X amount of seats.
Yep.
Those extra seats we're giving back to the community.
So then let me add another layer, because I used to bartend and I know exactly how brothers will divvy up 4 ways on a bottle to walk around the bar. I ain't gonna expose how some of y'all had water at the second return. But but my point being is that when something feels like we want to give to it, we will put into it, right? And so if you want to be at the table and 150 sound like a lot, is it 6 or 7 of y'all that could go, like, right? Is there a way to work the math, to figure it out? And then I would also say that with all of the events, I find that if you do wait till it's closer to the event, when they figure out the seating and the sponsorship and the dollars have started to flow, then that is when you start going to invite and bring people in. That's when you'll find maybe a little bit more of a discount on some seats if you want to sponsor. Like, that's when their opportunities are for those of us that don't have the dollars to get there. So it's a goal. Like, as we think, for me, we're going to Invest Fest again this year, and what we're bringing into that space is philanthropy, because that was what was missing the last 2 years. Right. We are there talking about entrepreneurism, investment, and ownership as black ways to build black wealth, but we're not keying into the people who are in a space to learn about how to spend the residual, the extra dollars they have, and talking about how do they become philanthropists to support our community. Right. And so it's a cycle, y'all, and it's like all of those voices need to be heard. And I also can say, I've been critical of organizations that have high ticketed events, but it's been things like, I love you at the Chamber, but it's been things like the Chamber, and it's because you all are looking for philanthropists to donate dollars. The Chamber is looking to celebrate businesses. I feel like there's a higher level of necessity for equity when it's something like that, versus this is very clearly a philanthropy bit, right? Like, yes, we want to give people opportunities to enjoy those events, but I have to go raise dollars. That means I have to talk to people who have dollars.
And just to kind of bring it back a little bit, because I don't think I touched on it.
We're almost there too. Sorry, John.
The main fundraising goal that we have is for our new program, our Workforce Development Program, which is in partnership with Prodigal, which is a Black-run construction company that we're going to partner with.
We had him on there a month ago.
Yep. You know, the work that we're doing is impactful, and it's touching our community, and it's for our community.
We would love to have y'all come back, because we did open up a couple cans of worms, and I enjoyed the conversation. Y'all great energy. And Brandy ain't gonna be surprised. She knows who
This is how she show up. Yeah, listen, right? Like, yeah. How we
don't, work forward. I would add this as quick as possible. Yep. Don't forget the cost of throwing an event. I think a lot of people are mm-hmm. behind the scenes and they're not forward facing, right? So I say the cost of running an event, and a lot of people and other businesses is not really big for profitability. They're just doing something to be able to make the mark in their bottom line and be able to keep it going. The next thing is sponsorship. Sponsorship doesn't have to be from a large community organization. Put some of your dollars, I don't care if it's 20, 30, 40, 50, and donate. It might add up to somebody else's tickets.
We monthly donors, reoccurring donors, $20 a month.
That make a big difference. So in any aspect of your community doing something, don't forget the cost of the event as well as small sponsorships, because a little bit goes a long way.
Thank y'all for tuning in. It's Tuesday, 8 o'clock buzz. It's the Two Turnt Tuesday crew.
Two Turnt Up Tuesday.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Have a great week.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. Listener-sponsored, community radio.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Tuesday, April 16th.
This is Common Places. I'm Diego Alegría. Esto es Lugares Comunes. Mi nombre es Diego Alegría. We use metaphors to live by. Usamos metáforas para vivir. Some have become commonplaces. Algunas se han vuelto lugares comunes. Today's metaphor is... La metáfora de hoy es... Ideas are food. Las ideas son comida. Esas ideas, those ideas, a medio cocer, half baked, hechas en bruto, raw facts, cuajadas, filtradas, gelled, filtered, con un lector voraz, with a voracious reader, en el fuego de reserva, on the back burner, aquella parte sustanciosa, that meaty part, alimento para el pensamiento, food for thought. Las ideas son comida, ideas are food.